So what brings you down here, Bishop?
Every year in the various deaneries throughout Alaska, we have what we call a conference. And in the Kuskokwim area, it used to be prior to this year that the conferences were held in one of three main villages. It was either Napaskiak or Kwifluk or Kasigluk. And now Bethel adds a fourth village in rotation. So every 4 years we'll be coming to Bethel and doing this. But this was the first time. And I felt that since Bethel is a hub and a very important city in the YK Delta, that the church here is a good place for us to gather.
What do you see as the big issues in this region?
So what I've seen during my time here is there's several looming issues of great importance that have to do with social structure in the community. In other words, I see a breakdown in the way that things have been done in the past, and the younger generation is shifting, if you will, away from what we would call the traditional cultural environment of their parents and grandparents. And so we have to figure out what's the best way to address that, because what it brings with it, unfortunately, are a lot of issues that really are not just limited to the Orthodox, but are problems throughout Alaska. So you have issues of alcoholism and drugs. You have issues of domestic violence. You have issues of suicide. I almost don't go anywhere in the, especially out here in the bush, that I don't have somebody has a story of a recent problem in any of those areas. And so, really to me, the duty of the church is to help our people cope with problems and become better Christians and better people in the community, therefore strengthening the community so that it can better function and we can diminish and hopefully someday, God willing, eliminate the problems that exist now.
How is the church's stance on sort of cultural sensitivity changed over the years? Colonization has had a profound effect on this area. The Russian Orthodox Church played a big hand in that. I mean, where do you see yourself sitting in that part of history?
When the Russians came here, and I mean, the first Russians they had contact with were not the church, they were the fur traders. And the fur traders, like any other people looking to make money, wanted to make the most and get the most out of what they were doing, which means sometimes they didn't treat the natives very well. When the Russian missionaries came, that's one of the first things the Russian missionaries did, was they noticed this and they were vocal about it. And they even wrote letters. We have letters that they wrote complaining to the Tsar and to the head of the church in Moscow about the way these natives were being mistreated. And so they got it corrected. Secondly, when they came here, they learned the natives' languages. They learned their habits. You know, almost every other group of Christians who came to Alaska to work with the natives saw that they needed to, quote-unquote, Americanize the natives, and they wouldn't let them use their language, and they didn't allow them to sing their songs, and they didn't allow them to dress in their native way. And so, so far as I know, at least two Protestant groups have actually apologized to the natives for the mistreatment. The Presbyterians and now the Methodists have had forgiveness ceremonies with the natives because of the way they treated them. I think their intentions were good, but it was not the right mix. And I think the Russians knew that from the get-go because that's the way they were converted. When we talk about the famous missionary Cyril Methodius from the 10th century who went to the Slavic and Russian peoples, and they didn't even have an alphabet, much like the natives here didn't have an alphabet. And they gave them an alphabet, they taught them how to use it in their language, and they developed the church in their language, not the language of the Church of Rome or anybody else. And so that's kind of the difference.